Okay. So we had our first view, skimming the surface of what I'm a mazik. As we go case by case by case by case, we're going to have to refine it and be more precise. The Shita HaRambam, Shita HaTosis, Shita HaRamban. I'll show you where the Ravid fits. Tosis begins that Maka Bahamia Shamena, if I just had that, I take Mesa. I have Ribuyim Petzatachas Potza that moves. I begin at the bottom and I move up. Question is, how far do I move up? So it says this. Shia, this Mesid, this Poshea, Onus Ken Aveda, and then Onus Ken Kneva is already an Onus Ampot. If I would take Tosus is working within the Gdorim of how much Shmir. Because he says, because in Shomron we have a Poshea, a Shomachinam, a Shomasoch, etc. So if I would just take Tosis in the simplest way of looking at it. We'll see, it's not so simple. But if I just begin as a... So Tosis is talking, Adam Shmir is goof all off. Okay. The Ramban, now we have a Gemara. We have our next Gemara, where the Ramban goes against Tosis. And the Ramban said, listen, from the next sugya, okay, ever menachlus b'cheke lo hikabo me'olam, that's an honest gomor. So apparently, Tosis doesn't view it. It's an on, and we'll see, this is going to become critical in understanding a lot of things in Tosis. If you take, so, well, what does Tosis do with this? Take a look at the Me'iri. The Me'iri says no. When I get up, if I'm asleep, when I get up, and I get up, I have to make sure that I don't have any. It's Ken Aveda. Now that okay, so that means Ramban says I don't have to, and I didn't realize I had anything. I don't have to watch myself. Tosis takes what the Me'iri explains in Tosis, and she says Tosis, and a Chanami. There's a chiyuv. I have to check myself in everything to make sure I'm not going to do a matzah. So in order for Tosis to defend himself, he has a big step. Okay. Now that's number one. Number two. Tosus has Zebel Karos Zebel Bi Chavisa. A man times Pearson is it. Tosus does not seem to care about Pashia Sinesik. Why? We'll see in a second. So everyone was jumping on me about Tosis Dav Dalet. Okay, Baruch Hashem. People are sitting and learning. What does Tosis Dav Dalet say? Let's try to... Yerushalmi. Yesh, Yoshin Lomachayim. Because Shehish Kivatsma, it's okay them. Yoshin, if it came them at so... Shimpotter. The Haim Gormulo. What does that mean? He's taking the Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi just says Hasheni hu hamud. Akan. The Rambam adds a word, Pasha. The Rambam's volunteering. Tosus volunteers and Shigaram. Someone else set it up, and I just follow through on what someone else set up. Now, Tosus doesn't say that about Evan Menachem's Bechekel. Someone put it there, he set it up. So if you take a look at Rabbeinu Yonason, Lunel, he says, what would be in the following case? Someone, and not someone put a stone, someone put a glass keli, Bechekel, and he stood up, and he didn't know about it, and he stood up, and he broke the keli. So that's like the case of Yosha. Okay. Like the case of Yosha. Because I'm just quoting different things to think about the chilukim. Okay. But Tosus doesn't talk in terms of pshia here. What is Tosus talking about? Hagoram. Now, when we get down to the bottom, Kodam the Sulko, Groma, Garmi, etc., we'll go back to this. Said, I'm just setting things up as we're just beginning to understand. There's a major machlokas here between the Rif, the Rambam on the one hand, and Tosus on the other hand. Now, these are the issues in Tosus. The Ramban is very extreme. Ramban says, onus is chayiv, onus is chayiv. That's it. All onus. You could think it's the most remote onus in the world is chayiv. As long as I did a maisa hezek. And when we get to the Ramban of Kadran, we'll see, we're going to have to refine that a little bit. Maka behemi yishamena, that's it. That's it. No matter what I did. I couldn't have planned it. I went to sleep and a tornado came and took me 10 miles. I smashed through somebody's window. There's nothing I could have done to prevent it. Nothing I could have anticipated it. Chayiv. Maka behemi yishamena. But in so doing, he says, Pshia Sanisik. Pshia Sanisik. Now the question is, why is Pshia Sanisik a polter? So when Rabbeinu Peretz is trying to work within Tosus, Rabbeinu Peretz says, listen, I have a chiyuv shmir maybe to make sure I don't damage. I don't have a chiyuv shmir to make sure I don't get damaged. No such thing as pshia sanisik. I have no chiyuv shmir that I don't get damaged. So we're going to have to worry, how do we deal with it? And therefore, in Zebo b'koros of Zebo chavito, and the guy stops, the other one bangs into him. It's not because of pshia sanisik, because the guy who banged into him isn't honest. No, he doesn't deal with pshia sanisik. The Ramban has another case. When I'm a masik, that is when I had no right to touch your object. Even bonus. The tornado comes slamming me against your window 10 miles away from my house. Okay. In the end, I did it. But the moment you give me your object, So you put me into a different world. You put me into the world of a shomer. With a chiyuv and a shomer. And those are the chiyuvim I have. You willingly gave me your object. And I'm supposed to do certain things with your object. I take a certain achrayus for the object. So I work in a different world. Nothing. Once I work in the world of shomer. Now, shomer is any time you give me an object. What is it? You hire a mover to move your furniture. And he drops a piece of furniture. He gave an animal to a shochet, to shecht. All of this, I gave someone, all of them were in the world of shomer. Where's he coming from? He's coming from the Gemara. Ma'avachos m'malkam. Use the good. It says, I'm a shomer. Why am I a shomer? How the Gemara know? He says, because it says, in shomer, it takes a shvuah, a shomer. I'm a shomer, I'm in a different world. The Rambam is very subtle and more complex. Kedarko. Rambam says like this. We'll be in Chovel. There are two separate stories. There's Chovel, and then there's Mazik. Perek Aleph. Hilchos Chovel and Mazik. Mazik is chaveru here, paragalof halacha tezayin. Mazik is chaveru b'kavona b'chol mokom chaya b'chamish advar. V'o nichton se shus chaveru shelo b'shus v'ziko b'alabai es chaya. Avo, it says, shneim b'shus, o shneim shelo b'shus, v'huzku ze b'ze shneim b'tur. What about v'hiziku ze ze? Doesn't talk to him. I'm walking down the street. I have rishus to be there. You're walking down the street. Rishus, the street. And we bump into each other. What's halacha? Two people walk down the street, we bump into each other. Happens. I didn't pay attention. You didn't pay attention. Chayav. He doesn't say here. He says huzku. So if I'm walking down the street, and you're walking down the street, and you stop, and I bump into you, huzak. Ambitious. So, you're not chayef. You didn't do a maisa. You just stood there. So, you didn't do a maisa. Odom Shmiras Guf Olav. A person has to watch himself. There are two things, even if he didn't do a maisa, but if I'm just standing and someone bumps into me, no. So, if in which case, shloba kavana. But if I see you running down the street, and I know, oh, I'm gonna stand right in front of you because I know you're not looking where you're going, I do a kavana, I'm chayef. Now I'm going to be chayav. Why? Because that's what a shmuz go for. But if I'm walking down the street and you're running down the street and I decide I'm tired, I'm going to stop, and I didn't check that someone else running down, and then you bump into me, pop. So you're talking about the gidre shmira. If I'm bishus, yes, I'm bishus, I cannot be kavona. Be mazik you be sheval taisa, but I don't have to check myself. But if I'm okay, but that is in a simple. Now we go to another halach on the Rambam.
Right,
hizak
and
husak,
kavana
and
nakavana are
still
two separate planes.
Well, hizak and husak are very different. Like, in kavana and nakavana. Yeah. Okay, fine. Im huzak, ze shenichnas v'bala abayis, hare bala abayis porto. That means, the bala abayis, I'm there, someone comes into my house, And someone knocks and my door comes in, he wants something. I didn't tell him to come into my house. I'm not mechuyev to think about it.
Me swinging my hand could also be huzak.
What?
Me swinging my hand could also be huzak if I don't.
What?
Some the Baal Bayis swinging his hand could also be considered huzak.
That I don't know. He says he doesn't talk about hizik when he says hizik is chayiv. And says, "Hamadchaver b'chavon b'chom makom chayiv, wherever it is." Why? Avil nichnas avam. That's a b'chavon. B'chavon, nowhere I'm chayiv for what I do. But avam huzik zeshnichnas b'alabayis habalabayis poter. Huzik b'alabayis chayiv. Shnichnas shelo b'shus. Why? Because a person shelo b'shus has to watch himself. He has a chiyuv shmir on his gufo. Rode of shmir's gufo. And therefore, he has to make sure the Baal HaBayis doesn't bump into him. Now he's in the world of huzak. But it doesn't say what about the hiziku zeh. I'm running down the street and you're running. I'm walking down the street and you're walking down. We both have the right to walk down the street and we bump into each other. He doesn't have that case. He doesn't say anything about that case. I'm walking down the street. We both have a right to walk down the street and we bump into each other. Doesn't say. But let's take a look in Perek Vov. Mazik Momo Chavera. Mazik Momo Chavera, Chayav Sham Nazar Sholem. Ben Shoge, Ben Onus. Makabim Hemi Yashamena, Lal Chilak, Hakosnuf, Ben Shoge Lameza. Maka is always Chayav. The Torah is talking about behemoth. It doesn't mean only behemoth, anything. Bame devarim amurim. Bishus hanizik. Bishus hamazik. And uchay v'shalem ele im hizik bezodim. Al bishgoga obonos potor. Chayin moyu shneim bishus, so shneim shelo bishus. Hizik echamem momon chaveru shelo b'chavon apoto. If I am walking down the street, and you're walking down the street, but shneim bishus, and a mazik you shelo b'chavonah, your property. He's bought it. Wait 1 second. We're going to have to straighten out all the Gemaras in this. Rav doesn't like it. He says, no. The Rav is a very reasonable Mahalach. Zenim Chuv. Filu shneim b'shus v'shneim shelo b'shus v'hayodabay im ezigu chayovim. I'm chayiv, he says, there's a difference between mazik, hizik, and huzak. Hizik, I'm always chayiv. Or mulo. Shneim b'shus v'shneim shelo b'shus. But, huzak, no. What's the Ravitz? Ravitz says as follows. If I'm aware in hizik, I'm chayiv for the maisa hezek. The maisa hezek, shneim bishur, shneim shelo bishur. Huzak, I'm not chayiv. I'm chayiv for all the shmir skufo alav. Shneim bishur, shneim shelo bishur. No chiv shmira on it. Vam b'shus. And Rabbi Chiv shmira. I'm chayiv for my sehazim. The Rav and I understand where he's coming from. I understand where the Rav is coming from. The Rambam will. I'm just opening up the Rambam. And one could say. A whole bunch of pshatim in the Rambam. But let's see as we go through case after case how the Rambam deals with them. And then we'll come back to a final pshat. Now we come to a very interesting Gemara. And as I said, this sugya is a little shas here. Where is this? Oysa Omer Rabba. Oysa Evan Munachas Bechekel. Vohika Boch Vomad Venofla. In a Zigan Chayu, in our board one potter. In Shabbos Melechas Machshava Shashit. In Golus Potter. Even Evan Pluted of Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan. Tanya heard a rabba rofe, the omelo, kuchol, enai, the simo, chatol, ishinai, the pivo, see what of yots look at. Shin Roma, Rishicha, such as Kavan, the shach. Higabo, the shocha, the omel, the nofo, lean a ziga chaya, lean a dal, dwarm porto, lean a gold of chaya. Or the shgoga, machal, have a yadia, have a yadia. Lean Shabbos porto. Okay. Now here, this Gemara was the basis of a massive machlokas. Lagabe Shabbos. I'm just going to outline a whole sugya we're going to go into. Because this sugya is such a makor for this major machlokas. Halacha Misasek. What's Misasek? I do A, and as a result of which something happens, I had no clue what's going to cause it. I don't realize that underneath this sefer, there's a button, that if I bang on the table, all of a sudden the lights are going to go off. Lights are going to bang. Oops. A totally unintended, unanticipated consequence to what I was doing. I had zero kavana samaisa. Tzalocha mesasek. The Gemara talks in terms of korban. Prat lemesasek. Hashechot haba, prat lemesasek. The Gemara says, Tzchayiv, it's potter, chut mechalovim varaya shekeinaneh. In such a case, chalovim varayas, I went to sleep and someone put some chalev in my mouth. I wake up and I think I have saliva in my mouth and I swallow it. And no kavanah samaisa for the chalev. Or no kavanah sachila whatsoever. I'm chayev shekein nana. But anything else, I'm potter. Comes along with Rabbi Akiva Eiger and says, now there's a question, is this a din carbon? What is this whole halacha? Din ma'aser in general. Comes along with Akiva Eiger and says, wait a second. When the person had this Evan Bechekel Lohikam Olam, he's a misasek. He had no clue that when he stands up, something's going to fall and do anything. And the Gemara says the Gabe Averis is going to be chayiv. Except why? On Shabbos, Machas Machsheva Sosu Torah. Okay. Apparently, it is an Avera, except for Shabbos. It's just a Tor Korban. And this Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains a whole bunch of things. Rabbi Chaim and Asivis and Makor Chaim are against it completely. It cannot be. It cannot be. And they're going to have to deal. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a Gemara. He says, what's my marker? Barba Kamal Chavavim at base. The Makor Chaim, this Nesivis on Hilchos Pesach, comes from a different angle. He asks the following question. He says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is wrong. He begins that. It can't be. And he has to deal with all Rabbi Akiva. he says, it's just not right. The Rebbe Kiveger, he says, okay, Yedidi, he says, my friend Rebbe Kiveger, Yedidi, Rebbe Kiveger, Pozan is wrong. Okay. He has the following situation. I have chometz as a machlokas rishonim. Have chometz and Pesach, and I didn't know about it. And I find, is that not very by your raw by your motzah b'shogeg or not? He says, wait a second. It's a big machlokas rishonim. Shem yimso gvuski yofafio v'day to leho. Why I'm, is it because I'm afraid I'm over, or Mikhail Ahab? All of a sudden I find, oh, this beautiful bottle of scotch. On Pesach, I didn't realize I had this bottle of scotch. Wonderful. Oh, wait, oh, the moment I die to that, so that means backwards is by your own, by your mother, Mikhail Ahab. He says, wait a second, I'm a Masasek. What's the Avera? The Avera is having chometz. The Avera is having chometz. I didn't know it. I'm a Masasek. So Ega says, ah, why is it my Avera? Because Masasek is not applied to it. Masasek is my Avera. It's just, it's my Avera B'Shogeg, it's just a pure carbon. Says Nassim's no. He said, then Nassim itself goes like this. You see where Nassim is coming from. He says, I'm not sure if Nassim means it's not a Maisa or it's not Navera. What happens if there's Navera b'sheval taisa l'ara Maisa? Could be Navera. But if I do a Maisa, he says, so. And I said, and he totally rejects Kivega's Raya from Shabbos. Reb Chaim also totally rejected Reb Kivega's Raya. And that's in Chedush HaRav Chalev. You will see that inside. But I just want to take this, since this major machlokas Rishonim revolved on how to understand the Sugya. And it's Nogeya to everyone. Okay. Let me begin a different angle. We have a pasuk in the Torah. This is just an introduction to a big sugya now. And when I finish, I'll outline the Marva calls to prepare for it. There's a pasuk that says, "Vashe yovo etzreyehu bayar lachtov eitz mitcha gaz." I go into a forest. With an axe, and I'm chopping wood. And something flies off. I had only one intention, to go into the forest to chop wood. And all of a sudden, totally unanticipated, something flies off. So whether the axe head falls off, or a piece of wood falls off, hits someone, it goes. One of the parts say Chayav Golos. So everyone has to confront the Masasek. I know what that is. I know Kavanah Samaisa. What happened? Totally unanticipated result. So it's a shogeg. Now we're going to have to fit that in with all the different things of shogeg and Golos. Shogeg, but it's a Masasek too. How to deal with that? Okay. That's one issue. Now, we're going to jump from here to another sugya, which I want to show you. I think it shows it, and then we'll see how Reb Chaim deals with everything. It's very important. Chedush Rana Sanhedrin goes like this. We have a halacha, chovel is chayef. What is chovel? Causing a wound to someone that is motzi dam. That's yuchayev malchus. Chovel has a number of different levels. Level number one, even hitting someone is a chovel. Even raising my hand against someone is also. Okay. But the Lo Tzaseh in the Torah for which you're Chayav Malkus is a Maka Hamotzi Dam. Okay. Under what? Pen Yosef Lahakoso. But what's the onus for it? Malkus. Or sometimes Momon. There's no Momon as Malkus. If there's Momon, there is no Malkus. But. There's another pasuk. Maka over the Imo Mos Yumos. And the Gemara says that means I'm a Chovel, but over the Imo. So the two separate chavolas, the chavola for which you are chayev, Malkus, chavola for which you are chayev, chenek. Mis. And the Gemara then raises an entire issue. An entire issue which we'll have to see inside in a very critical Chiddush Eiran which we have to see inside. Okay. Goes like this. Let's say you're a doctor. And you have to, can you do an operation on your father? Or a simple question. You're a doctor. And you want to give your father an IV. What is an IV? You put it in. You pull out some blood and you go back. Okay. Or you're not a doctor. Your father is a splinter. And you want to take out the splinter. But you're afraid when you take out the splinter, you may cause him to bleed. Okay. So what is the whole Gemara? And what's the problem? So the Gemara begins, you'll see it paid Dalet Omid Beis in Sanhedrin Beit Hashem Bli Nedef. We'll discuss it inside tomorrow, and you'll see the Chiddush Haran there. When I'm about, so the Gemara says, listen, when I'm about to put the needle in, so maybe it'll be where the splinter is, maybe that's mutter. Well, maybe I'll miss and I'll put the needle somewhere else. There won't be mutter. And there's the whole question there, whether doing something derech refuah is chavola. Not chavola, but not always a derech refuah. You know, I see, yeah, I want to put the needle exactly where the splinter is, but my aim isn't so good. Maybe I'll put it an inch away. More calls that she gets lav, she gets chenek. And the Gemara says she gets lav, so why can anyone take out a splinter? Maybe he'll miss and put it an inch away, and it'll cause blood to come out a bit. No more thing. She gets lav is mutter. She gets lav is mutter. But she gets chenek is also. So then the Gemara comes up with as follows. Is it mutter to take out a splinter on Shabbos? Now on Shabbos, besides Chavolah, if I do something that's motzi dam, it's Chilul Shabbos. It's Chilul Shabbos. The Gemara says, oh, Gemara proves mutter to take out a splinter on Shabbos. It's skila. The Gemara says, no, it's mochshen sukhla gufa. It's makalka b'chabura. A whole bunch of stuff. That's the Gemara. The Gemara talks about shigas lav and shigas chenek. We'll take a look in the Chiddush Haran. He quotes a Tosis there. And basically Tosis says as follows. I'm outlining it. You'll see it inside. Misasek is not a Maisa Aveira on Lav. What is the unintended consequence of Misasek? Except in Chayvim Mises, how do, in Chayvim Mises, it is a Maisa Aveira. How do I know? From Mitzicha. So I know it. But there's another Gemara. But on Shabbos, so what is he saying? Not like, and he has a Gemara here in Bava Kamma. What is he saying? He's saying like this. Rabbi Kiyega, why is Rabbi Kiyega wrong? That Tosfos is against Rabbi Kiyega. Tosfos says, no. Ein echanami. In chayve lavin, in chayve krisis, Misasik is not a Maisavera. Chayve Mises, it is. We know from our Sheyovot Rebbe Yarov Tovetzim. Shabbos not Lachas Mach Shabbos Hasatov. So. Okay. The Ran doesn't like that. We'll see why the Ran doesn't like that yet. We'll see. But what I want to do before we get into the Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim has his way of dealing with this Gemara. Any, either the simple way of dealing with this Gemara is very simply, like Reb Kiyega. But those who reject Reb Kiyega, almost everyone rejects Reb Kiyega, they're going to have to figure out how they deal with this Gemara. Tosis, very clearly, there, the quotes quoted by the Ran rejects Rabbi Kiyega, and he says, oh, Masasik's not a Maisa Aveira, but the Chayim Mises it is, as we see in Ritzich, it's a Shogeg, but on Shabbos it's not, Lachas Mashavas on Satorah, Baba Kama of Vov Omid Beis. And he has a bunch of other Rias, not a bunch of other Gemaras. We'll go through the Ran carefully. Very important Ran. And see that, and see Tosis. We'll explain Tosis, why, where the Ran disagrees with Tosis. And we'll see how the various Rishonim have them forced to deal with this Gemara. This is a key Gemara in understanding Masasi. Then we'll see the Reb Chaim inside. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos, the first half of Reb. And Reb Chaim, without addressing Reb Kiyega directly, once you see how Reb Chaim defines Misasek, defines Lachas Mashavas, and we'll see then how to deal with the Gemara of taking a splinter out. It's a very, very standard question. I had to shy that my mother once needed an injection. For what? Can I get, when I able to give my mother an injection? I may be motzing down, I may not be motzing down. Very standard shayla people have. Certainly dealing with elderly parents, shayla comes up all the time. Could I give my mother an injection? Or I have to have my wife give my mother the injection. Why? Because maybe it's motzing down. Okay, meditation. But that is how what I first want to focus is not in Mazik. We'll get to the Mazik issues here, on the Hilchos Shabbos issues, on Misasik in general. And that's the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Tshuva Ches, what is it, Tshuva Ches? Tshuva Ches and Tshuva's Rebbe Akiva Eiger. And we'll see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Ran there with the post Tosis. Then we'll go through this whole thing.